are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Neil McCloskey, Associate Director for the Center for Educational Freedom at the Cato Institute here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts as President-elect Barack Obama names Arne Duncan, head of the Chicago Public Schools, as his choice for Secretary of Education. And Neil, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
What do we know about Mr. Duncan?
Well, we know that he has been the superintendent of Chicago Public Schools for 7 years now. And before that, he worked for Paul Vallis, his predecessor as superintendent. And we know that he seems to like charter schools, and he talks about liking accountability, standards and accountability, liking the No Child Left Behind Act. And we know that he signed on to both a major manifesto calling for more money to be spent on education and one calling for the stronger standards and accountability. So what we know is he's sort of in favor of lots of things. What we don't know is specifics about what he would want to do with big federal education issues like No Child Left Behind, and especially issues outside of K-12 education.
Well, No Child Left Behind was certainly a very controversial package. In the beginning, it didn't seem to be because it passed overwhelmingly, but in the end, between unfunded mandates and more federal control over what had traditionally been local control over public schools, there was a lot of criticism of the program. What do you hope is the follow-up to No Child Left Behind from this new administration?
Well, my hope would be that they would see the wisdom, all the problems that have attended No Child Left Behind, the wisdom of getting the federal government back to where it should be constitutionally and based on 40 years of really failed federal education policy, which is that the federal government should get out of education. Politically, I don't see that as being realistic. That said, during his time on the campaign trail, President-elect Obama did talk at least vaguely about giving schools more ways that they can meet the requirements of No Child Left Behind, and that would ease off at least the federal grip on schools, which would be a move forward, but not even close to what we really need to get federal education policy right in K-12 and higher ed.
In terms of making schools more competitive, you mentioned he seems to be in favor of charter schools to a certain extent. What's the best way to implement that? Is that something that should be generated in any way from Washington, or is there a better way to do that at a state or local level?
Well, it should all be concentrated at the state and local level, because the federal government, again, has no constitutional authority to be involved in education. And invariably, what it does is driven by political concerns. And so everybody and their brother is going to get who has some representation in Washington is going to have a say in what goes along with federal money that goes to charter schools, and that means especially big, powerful organizations like teachers' unions, administrators' associations, school board associations. Those people who are not really all that friendly to charter schools will have a big say in how much money the federal government sends and then what the strings are attached to that. It's much better that those decisions be made at the state and local level.
We're talking with Neil McCloskey of the Cato Institute. In our last 90 seconds here, Neil, obviously the role of teachers' unions is always a big part of the debate over the future course of education. Over the past 8 years, has the role of unions grown or waned, and what do you expect in the next 4 years?
Well, I think it's waned a little because for 6 years, we had really Republican control of Congress, and then we had a Republican president. And in particular, the National Education Association, the bigger union, its power waned, where the AFT had more of a connection to the administration. But I think with a Democratic-controlled Congress and a Democratic president, you're going to see a return to the unions having really outsized power in Washington.
And you've mentioned that you believe that control belongs at the local and state level. So what do you suspect we'll see from this administration that we might want to be skeptical of in the next few months?
Well, immediately you're going to see them put a lot more money in public schools, supposedly for as part of the economic stimulus package and to have them build the infrastructure, fix schools and things like that. Be very suspicious of that because we spend hundreds of billions of dollars on school buildings and they rarely seem to get repaired and in good condition, and it's because that money is wasted and put toward political goals. A little further down the line, we should expect them to say we're going to spend a lot more money on No Child Left Behind, and then maybe 2 years from now, they're going to get to trying to reauthorize No Child Left Behind, and that's where you'll really see whether they believe in accountability or they just want more money and what that'll translate into on the ground.
We'll keep watching, Neil. I know you will, too. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me on.
Neil McCloskey is Associate Director of the Center for Educational Freedom at the Cato Institute here in Washington. That does it for Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Reminder to get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day online, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.